Flea Pole Center, Triple M Rock's Greatest Hits, Jane Dave, quarter to eight, live right across Mackay with Sundays. You went down to Caneland Central this morning. A couple of those sculptures are being taken down to be refurbed. Probably looks like just flagpoles without the sculpture on the top. Keep them. They're beautiful. I like them.
$35,000 to get them just touched up.
Queensland artist Donna Marcus created these. They look great. They're being refurbed. People just have an opinion on something that I don't like. I get everyone has an opinion, but it's better than nothing.
Oh, I think we could come up with something better than what we have. Ruben.
What would you put there? Hang on, before we go to Ruben, what would you put there? What are you saying?
Oh, look.
What, a football? Is that what you think is a piece of artwork?
Well, it's better than what we got.
Yeah, but this comes from a man who wears band T-shirts to work every day and...
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I'm into art, like street art. Now, hang on. Hang on a second. Elton John Lane, down in the city centre, perfect. Brilliant. Love it. This thing...
Because you're a music person.
So?
So you've got to look at something and go, okay, well, it's not my cup of tea, but it's a nice piece of artwork.
It's nobody's cup of tea, that thing, except for yours. Ruben, thanks for holding on in Blacks Beach, mate. Do you like the sculptures or not?
I'd rather the money in my pocket.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
Why are you all bar humbugs about the sculptures? I don't get it.
Don't even start the bar humbug.
It's like he's both got different opinions on a lot of stuff. Jay likes art, Dave doesn't.
Yeah, because we're yin and yang. That's why they put us together. We know where you're onto us, bosses. Marvin and Mackay, are you a fan of these sculptures? Come on, mate, please.
I'm not a big fan of those sculptures. It is a waste of bloody money.
See, I told you.
Well, but it's nice art, though. Like, you take the figure out of it, it's pretty good art, though, isn't it?
Hey, look, Jay, I love art, but that, to me, is not art. That is just rubbish.
Okay, we've run out of time, Marvin.
Thanks, Marvin.
Thank you. 133353.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Do you like the sculptures or what?
No, mate, no.
It's pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm with Dave, mate. Yeah, absolutely. COVID.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, but these were around before COVID was around.
I'm with Dave on that one. Sorry, mate.
Don't get me wrong. The council do some fantastic street art.
What I'm saying. Like, you're not going to like everything. Like every Mona Lisa and all that sort of stuff. That piece of work, artwork. People are like, oh, that's crap. That's not.
Yeah, but this one.
But it's just a piece of art. So not everyone is going to like it. Art is within the eye of the beholder.
It's plastic for starters. It's not even metal.
133353. Let us know on our Facebook page as well.
Ian and Imeo, what do you think about the sculptures, mate?
Oh, look, I don't really have an opinion on those, but if you're looking at something different, Mackay has produced a lot of world-class athletes, Olympic medalists, etc. Why don't we have a boulevard of statues to honour those people?
I agree with you. Maybe down Victoria Street around, say, Uptown, you have, like, the Walk of Fame, like the stars out the front of the Chinese Theatre in Los Angeles. Same deal with us.
Yep, something like that.
It still didn't really answer my question about people who like these bloody sculptures.
You don't have much like them, mate. I'm telling you.
Ian, thanks for the call.
I don't like them.
Oh, Ian, no! Damn you! All right, thank you for the call. All right. Let's move on. 8 o'clock this morning, we'll play Last Man Standing. I'm disappointed that nobody liked these things.
Well, you buy it for $35,000 and put it in your backyard.
Might just do that on my roof of my house. Jane and Dave for breakfast and Triple M. We'll play Last Man Standing soon. Triple M.